Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome to the CU broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look who's in the studio lounge with us.
Hey.
Lou Grilli from PSCU. How are you, sir?
Good. It's been so long since you and I have spoken.
It's been decades, sir.
Decades. Not quite decades, but yes. Pre-pandemic, I believe.
Has it? No. No, I saw you like on John Best CU Digital Town Hall.
Okay, but you and I have not had a session like this.
The gap there is.
So I've been looking forward to
really
this.
Wide. Me too. And maybe we'll talk again next week at PSCU's member forum. I hope.
I'll be there.
Me too. Alrighty, sir. So I'm asking everybody, how's the conference going so far? I think we're day two or something like that.
So many different topics being covered. Lots of forward-looking futurists. Good sessions yesterday with about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and of course I'm enthusiastic about that. Hearing Rodney Hood and Kyle Hauptmann kind of back to back today was super interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Any takeaways from those two talks?
Credit unions need to be prepared for the future. Don't get left behind.
Yes.
This new technology coming, and Kyle's words: credit unions should not be the next Blockbuster.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think Lamont Black yesterday, who talked about crypto and the metaverse actually as well, so said the same type of thing. So
yep.
Yeah, so there's a theme running here at this year's NACUSO. So yeah, so you wanted to talk about kind of the same topic,
yeah,
right?
But I want to put my spin on it.
And blockchain.
So I looked up this morning, Bitcoin. Just Google Bitcoin year to date is up 62%. The S&P 500 is up 3.8%.
Wow. Okay.
And I bring that up, I'm not being a proponent of investing in Bitcoin.
It's quite volatile.
It is quite volatile. Certainly, if you got in at January 1st, you'd be up better than if you got into the stock market.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. The point is that there is still tremendous enthusiasm. There's still plenty of transactions going on. There is still excitement about cryptocurrency.
Yep.
And so despite crypto winter, despite the collapse of FTX, despite or maybe because of inflation and a couple of community banks collapsing since then, so there's a lot of people involved in that.
Yeah.
But let me flip the coin here. I predict that in 10 years from now, you and I will not be sitting here talking about Bitcoin.
We'll be avatars talking about Bitcoin.
Could be. And here's why I say that. You and I are not here sitting talking about CompuServe and Alta Vista and Netscape and Ask Jeeves. These were all super important companies that helped us get on the internet to harness the power of being connected. And we don't talk about them anymore.
Nope.
Bitcoin was the first. It got us into this internet of money.
Yeah.
This new world economy, purely digital, encrypted currency.
Mm-hmm.
But that was back in 2009 when it started. Mm-hmm. And even though it's been around since 2009, it's still kind of hard to spend, to buy things with Bitcoin.
It is. There's a bunch of hurdles you got to jump through. Because if you want to get into the NFT market, there's a lot of hurdles to get in there to invest or do whatever you want to do in that market for sure. Yeah, there's a lot of hurdles there.
Yep.
Not making it easy.
Exactly. So and that's why I'm not really excited. I do own some Bitcoin. I own some Ethereum, but I'm not that excited about it.
Okay.
I am excited about the underpinnings of Bitcoin, the technology that allows cryptocurrency to work, and that is blockchain, or more broadly, distributed ledger technology.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of technology is being applied in a whole bunch of different industries, like freight distribution and tracking medical supplies.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two use cases that really fascinate me in the credit union space. One is mortgages, and the other is auto lending.
Yes. Lamont Black talked about that yesterday in his crypto talk.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So mortgages, if you've done any real estate transactions recently, it is such a convoluted process. Each county or parish in the U.S. has a different, separate, proprietary database that tracks property ownership. And there's no central place to look at that.
That's
unbelievable. And I know I've heard people say there's a technology, distributed ledger, that would allow us to get into the future. And I know there's people that say, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
All right, if it's not broken, then how come after a real estate transaction, I have to buy title insurance to make sure that there was clear title?
Yeah.
It is an area that could be improved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sweden has a project going on with Sweden Land Registry, several banks and real estate companies, and they finished their pilot, and they claim that they are in complete compliance with European Union rules, which is in some cases more stricter than in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and to move property ownership onto blockchain. In the U.S., RE/MAX is a big investor in blockchain projects real estate.
Okay, good, good.
And the reason why blockchain, there's two things that blockchain, two properties that blockchain has that kind of makes it ideal for this. One is it's completely transparent. Anybody can look at all the transactions on a blockchain. You have to have the right software, of course, but it's open.
Mm-hmm.
The second is it preserves history really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's immutable. So the person who bought the first Bitcoin, that is still recorded on that blockchain. There's not just one blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
Take those two properties and apply them to real estate transactions. And maybe in the future, I will not have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars in doc stamps and filing fees for my next, and I won't have to purchase title insurance because the blockchain will be right there.
Amen, brother. Amen.
The second use case that I'm excited about is auto lending.
Okay.
Something near and dear to every credit union.
Yeah,
that's business.
Bread and butter.
So auto lending, the lending arm of Volkswagen and Audi in Germany has already moved their lending business onto blockchain. We're talking about the documents, the signatures, the credit scores, mm-hmm. the actual approval, the mm-hmm. loan documents onto blockchain, which again is open and transparent and usable by all the parties
mm-hmm.
involved.
Mm-hmm.
California DMV.
I heard.
Known for their innovation.
Yeah.
And they are, at this point, piloting a blockchain. Tezos is the blockchain that they're using put auto titles on a blockchain.
Yeah, I heard that.
So this is coming. And I want to make sure that I want to make sure that credit unions.
Well, them too.
Are ready and able to work with title companies and real estate agents and their underwriting departments and with auto lending and dealers. That's why I'm excited about where this is all going.
I'm excited too, but what's taken so long?
This is not today. This is not tomorrow. I do believe it will be here faster than we know.
We've been talking about it for a long time, especially blockchain.
Somewhat, yeah.
Long time.
There's still a lot of shakeout that has to happen.
Sure.
And I do not see this as disruptive. I know I've spoken with some people who say, we have this system of title, tracking titles, and then your blockchain, and they're separate. It's not a disruptive technology. It is a technology improvement. So we're not talking about radically changing, like we're not going to track property titles. No, we're still going to track property titles, but instead of doing so on a proprietary system, we're talking about doing it in an open blockchain.
Right, it seems like it would be easier to do that.
It would be, but that migration is going to be, because all these records are distributed again across every county for property, every state for vehicles. That's going to take a while to do that.
Yeah, but man, once we get there, that's good news.
Yes.
So how do we convince credit unions? I mean, I know there's a few that are already going down that road,
mm-hmm.
fortunately. So I think how can we get the rest to go down that
road? Here's what I encourage credit unions to do is play in a sandbox right now. Have some developers that are interested in this to start experimenting with blockchain technology, with Web3 applications, with create NFTs that would represent an auto loan, and just to see how it would work and what the challenges are and what the difficulties. Partner with a CUSO, and there's a couple of CUSOs that I know you've spoken with that are already working on things like this. So even if you don't have IT staff that you can spare for doing that, there are CUSOs that you could be working with because it is coming, and now's the time to just become familiar with the technology and just be aware of what's going on around the world.
Yeah, I keep hearing from a technology perspective, now's the time to build. Because we're kind of in a weird time with the economy right now. Things are kind of slow-ish. But so now's the time to build this stuff. So when it does kick into gear, some are saying, later this year, beginning of next year, you're ready to rock and roll. You're ready to hit the ground running, especially with a lot of this stuff.
Exactly.
It's going to come back. I mean, it's already coming back, it sounds like. So it sounds like the crypto winter is coming to a thaw and spring is around the corner.
Only time will tell. My crystal ball's a little fuzzy on that one.
Come on, Lou. You're supposed to support me on this stuff. So what else is... You got a whole thing there, notes. My gosh. You got a dictionary there. What else do you got?
We covered almost everything except another thing I'm excited about. Next week is PSEU's big, as we discussed at the top of this,
member forum.
Yeah. That's our annual conference for our owner credit unions. Mm-hmm. And we are having a panel on this very topic.
Good.
And I am excited to have the CEO of Achieva, the founder and CEO of Cryptify, and vice president of CipherTrace, which is a MasterCard company, as the panelists, and I'm moderating that session.
That is going to be a rock star.
That is Wednesday, April 5th in the afternoon.
Okay.
And if somebody's watching this and you're seeing this after the fact, or you weren't able to make it to that session, it will be recorded.
Okay.
Or reach out to me on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to have this discussion.
I wonder if they let me live stream it.
I don't know.
I'm going to ask if I can live stream, because I don't want to schedule any interviews on that time, because I want to be in there and watch that session for sure. So, alrighty, Lou. Anything else to add, sir?
No. This was good to be back talking with you again.
Wait, you got the blood pumping again. Oh my gosh, good stuff. Alrighty, everybody, Lou Grilli from PSCU. If you want to know anything about crypto, NFTs, blockchain, and all the rest, this is the guy to talk to. Alrighty.
Yes.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.